Exclusive: Trump Tower witness Rob Goldstone on Dem probe efforts. I don't know what is new. By Aaron Klein on April 6, 2019. Rob Goldstone, the English publicist who sent Donald Trump Jr. the infamous email claiming Russian dirt on Hillary Clinton, commented on a recent request he received from Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee as well as ongoing attempts to continue the Russia collusion probe. I hope it doesn't get to a point where maybe because some people didn't get the result that they had hoped for with the Mueller report that they will start investigating the investigation and just make it some ongoing diatribe, Goldstone said in an interview. There is nothing new, Goldstone said. We all have given sworn testimony before a grand jury. So, I don't know what is new. I'm happy to do it again because it's the same story. He added. But if they need to hear it, with pleasure. Besides sending the email that sparked the June 9, 2016 meeting, Goldstone was also inside the Trump Tower conference room and witnessed the entire get-together between top Trump campaign officials and four Russian nationals. Breitbart News previously reported that three Russian participants at the meeting have ties to the controversial Fusion GPS outfit, and two have confirmed ties to Hillary Clinton. Last month, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee issued official document requests to 81 agencies, entities and individuals associated with President Donald Trump or the Russian narrative in a purported effort to probe supposed wrongdoing by the president. Goldstone was among those who received those requests. Notably, the list of 81 requests did not include Fusion GPS or Clinton. Over the last several years, President Trump has evaded accountability for his near-daily attacks on our basic legal, ethical and constitutional rules and norms, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler claimed. We will act quickly to gather this information, assess the evidence, and follow the facts where they lead with full transparency with the American people. Addressing the request and other ongoing efforts to probe the Russian narrative, Goldstone stated. As somebody who is among the 81 people who have been asked by Jerry Nadler's House Judiciary Committee to supply information and potentially go to testify before if not the committee then staffers for the committee later this month, it is not really over. It is just over in a different way. Those committees are still open. Some of them. Goldstone was speaking in a radio interview set to air on this reporter's talk radio program, Aaron Klein investigative radio broadcast on New York's AM 970 The Answer and News Talk 990 AM in Philadelphia. The Russia collusion conspiracy was sparked by the dossier produced by Fusion GPS, which was paid for its anti-Trump work by Trump's primary political opponents, namely Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, via the Perkins Coie law firm. According to a Justice Department description, Mueller's investigation concluded without finding any evidence of collusion between Russia and Trump or the president's 2016 campaign. Not only did he not witness any attempts to steal an election, as the collusion conspiracy tale goes, Goldstone, in a previous interview with this reporter, characterized as inane nonsense the contents of the Trump Tower presentation, mostly conducted by Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya, a lobbyist acting to counter the Magnitsky Act. He said that he told Trump Jr. he was embarrassed for setting up the nearly 25-minute confab in the first place. Goldstone conceded that he made up the phraseology based on his own assumptions when he wrote the email to Trump Jr. claiming some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary as part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. I got it from the mind of Rob Goldstone, the publicist. Goldstone said of the email wording, which was widely cited by the news media but which he says he wrote in about 3 minutes. I didn't know what I was talking about, Goldstone conceded of his email, explaining the missive was puffery deliberately designed to capture the attention of Trump Jr. I wrote this in 2.5, 3 minutes to someone who is a private citizen, whose father at that time held no elected office and whose attention I was trying to get, Goldstone stated. And I used my own puffery, as we call it in England. It was a puffed-up email. Multiple Breitbart News investigations into the infamous brief meeting at Trump Tower on June 9, 2016 between individuals tied to Russia, Donald Trump Jr. and other campaign officials point to the increasing likelihood of the confab being set up as a dirty trick against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. One Russian participant in the Trump Tower presentation admits to personally knowing Hillary Clinton since the late 1990s and says he knew some of the people who worked on Clinton's 2016 campaign. Another Russian attendee, a translator, testified that he was previously an interpreter for Hillary herself as well as for John Kerry and Barack Obama. Questions are also raised by a timeline showing numerous personal meetings between Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson and Trump Tower participants. A Clinton associate, Ed Lieberman, was listed as being present at one and possibly two of those meetings. Separately, Lieberman met with one Russian participant the same day of the Trump Tower meeting, according to separate testimony. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.